Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kuf, and we are starting Tzayit Tesson Beis all the way at the bottom at the beginning of the brand new Perek. And in Vilna source of Daf, it's on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we'll be discussing Mukta in this Perek, in particular, different Kalim, which are or are not allowed to be used on Shabbos. And in general, there's two main classifications of Kalim. There's a Kli Shemlach De Laheter, that the use of this Kli is permitted. For example, a knife, a fork, a spoon, cup, plate, bowl, something like that. Or the Kli Shemlach De Laisser, a Kli that its main use is usser. For example, a hammer for building or a saw for cutting things. Such a kli is usser to be moved on Shabbos, except for one of two reasons: tzarich makaymai or gufai. If you need its place, there's a hammer on the table and you have to set the table for Shabbos, you could pick up the hammer and move it. Or if you need it for it itself, but for a permitted purpose. For example, you need to crack some nuts open, so you could take the hammer and break the nuts with it. So the Mishnah tells us kel kelim nitalim b'Shabbos vid dalsoy seini mahen afal pishin sparku b'Shabbos. All kelim are allowed to be moved on Shabbos and their doors with them, even if the door came off on Shabbos. And that's because the door itself still has a use. It's considered a kli, even though it's not attached to the original kli. And ve'inu demulosos abayis, this is not like the door of a house, l'fisha inu menamuchan, because the door of a house is not menamuchan, it's not considered prepared, and therefore it is muktzah on Shabbos. The Gemara Kof Amud Aleph on the top clarifies, kol kelim nitalim b'Shabbos v'chulu, d'losos abayis d'ruba, d'losos akelim d'ruban. There's a chiddush in both talking about the doors of the house and the doors of kelim. D'losos abayis d'ruba, the chiddush that we have in talking about the doors of the house is sha'afal pishin isbarku me'erev Shabbos, even if they got detached from the house on erev Shabbos, also tatlim b'Shabbos. They're not allowed to be moved on Shabbos because they're not menamuchan. They're not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. They're not considered a kli. Again, even though it's detached from the house, erev Shabbos. And losa kelim druba, the chiddush of the doors of kelim is shalvin shesparku b'Shabbos. Even though it's detached from the kli on Shabbos, nitalin b'Shabbos, it's still allowed to be used on Shabbos because it has some sort of use. Now we just further clarify: l'fisha inu menamuchan, the doors of houses are not considered muchan. Why not? Because ve'in tashmishon el gabe karka, their whole use is just with the ground. They're connected to the house. The house is considered ground karka, and therefore the whole use of the door of the house is just to open and close it and has no other use. Therefore, even if it's detached erev Shabbos, it's still not considered a kli and is muktzah on Shabbos. Now we have a little bit of a history regarding usage of kelim on Shabbos. Rabbi Avoh says, Rishayim Ablazar, Barishayin originally, hayu kol kelim nitalim b'Shabbos. All sorts of kelim, lachdel isser, lachdel heter, were allowed to be moved on Shabbos if they were needed for a particular use. Bakim shenechshdu lias mechal yom tem Shabbosos, once people were being suspected of being mechal Shabbos and yontif because they were allowed to use kelim for whatever they wanted, and adai dechsev, this is what says in the pasuk, Nechemya said as follows, by Yom Ha'im in those days were Isa B'Yehuda, I saw in Yehuda, Darchem Gisa's B'Shabbos, they were pressing wine press on Shabbos, Va'im Sinal Chamer V'Gaimer, and they were loading up donkeys with different wares, and they were simply being Mechal Shabbos B'Far Hesya, so therefore, V'Asr L'Hen HaKoyl, everything was Asr to them, all sorts of Kalim, even a Kli Shemlach De L'Heter. Basic Kalim Shemlach De L'Heter, for example, utensils that you need to eat, those were never Asr'd, but other things that are considered Kli Shemlach De L'Heter, but didn't really have such a common use on Shabbos, those were actually Asr'd, and for sure, Kalim Shemlach De L'Isr were Asr'd from use, even if you needed them. However, Kim Shenigdaru, once the gather was set in place and people were held back from using them and Chil Shabbos went away, they slowly but surely were matter this and they were matter that until they were matter everything. We're going to stop here for a second and just explain what that process was. First, they allowed Kli Shemlach De L'Heter L'Tzayrich Gufay Makaymai, meaning only if you needed it for it itself or for the place where it was located. Then they allowed one to move a Kli Shemlach De L'Heter Mecham L'Tzel, from the sun to the shade. If it was out in the sun, was getting ruined, you're allowed to move it into the shade, even though that's not Letzarech Gufay or Makaymai. Then they even allowed a Kli Shemlach De L'Isser if you needed it, Letzarech Gufay or Makaymai. So we see that after everyone started behaving themselves, they slowly but surely eased the Isurim of using Kalim on Shabbos. However, we continue, Chutz, except for the following, these were never mattered, Min HaMesra Gadol, a large axe. That's because it was only used for cutting beams of wood, V'yasa Shemachresha, that's the knife attached to the plow, that's used for cutting the hole in the ground, for making that ditch. And Rabbi Yosef Omer, he says, Afatzi Parin, even this type of knife, and Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Eimer, he says, Afa Hagen, even an anchor of a ship. These things are considered so expensive, they're mukta machmas chasra and kiss. In other words, they're mukta due to the fact that they cost too much money, and they only have this one particular usage, and they might get ruined, and a person doesn't want to have to buy a new one, and so these were never included in the general heter of being able to use kalim. We continue to discuss other kalim, medaicha, a mortar, this is used for crushing things, im yesh bashom, if it has garlic in it, metaltonisa, it's allowed to be moved, because the garlic's in it, you can move garlic, vim lav, but if not, if it's empty, ein metaltonisa, one can't move it. Rabbi Gamaliel Eimer, he tells us, im haisa medaicha ketan and niten al sagam yesh shulchan, if there was a small medaicha, the small mortar on the table, harehi ka'ara, it's just like a plate or bowl, and metaltonisa b'Shabbos, it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi quotes Rabbi Elo, who says b'shem Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yaakov Ra'acha also says b'shem Rabbi Elazar, koydim lataras kelim shanu, this was all taught before the general heter of kelim, and that's where there's a difference if there's garlic in it or if there isn't garlic. But once we have this general heter of kelim, even if there isn't garlic in it, you'd be allowed to move it. Another type of kli, taman tanin, over there was taught in the Mishnah, klustra, which is a door bolt that has like a ball at the end, so it could be used as a pestle. It could be used to crush things. Therefore, it is somewhat considered like a kli. Rabbi Shua Emer, he says, it's only allowed to be removed from one door and put on another door on Shabbos, but that's it. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon Emer, he says, it's like all kelim, it's allowed to even be carried in a chatzer. Now the question is, why would Rabbi Yeshua ask for this? If it technically is considered a kli, it shouldn't be aser. And so the Rabbi Yani Omri, the Beis Medrash Rabbi Yani, they said, this referring to chatzer, that they didn't make an eruv. There's no eruv chatzeris, so people weren't allowed to carry on the chatzer, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua only allows taking it from one door to another. However, we ask, if we're talking about a chatzer that didn't have an eruv, is it on that case? The Rabbi Tarfon says, oh, it's like all kelim, and it's allowed to be carried around the chatzer. If it's chatzer she'enimu reves, they're not allowed to carry it around. So if we have a different answer, Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Chanina was inclined to say, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, the kaidim latars kelim shanu, this was all before the general heter of kelim, and that's why Rabbi Shua was machmer. Ask the Gemara, kaidim latars kelim shanu, if it was before the general heter of kelim, hadahi tanin harikhal kelim tatals b'chatzer, is it on that Rabbi Tarfon taught, it's like all kelim is allowed to be carried around the chatzer? It's before hataras kelim, and we say the chumra was very intense that you're not allowed to carry any kelim. So what does that mean? He's allowed to carry it around. And the answer is that actually, kishlosha kelim hamitaltal b'chatzer, he means that it's like the three kelim that are allowed to be carried around the chatzer. There were actually three kelim that were never included in this general isser of using kelim. The eluhin, these are them: sakin katana, a small knife that's meant to cut bread, and as we said, also plates and cups and things like that that are used for eating. They were never included in this isser. Umiktsa shel dvela, this type of knife that was used for cutting fig cakes. Vizume listra, and some sort of ladle that was used for taking the froth or the scum that floated to the top of the pot of food. These things were used all the time, and therefore they were never included in the isser. Or Tarfon's being mechadesh is that this door bolt is also used all the time, so it's never included in the original isser of kol hakelim. On to kafam and beis on top with more discussions. Even though the word we have here is chatzoy tzeres, which means a trumpet, the proper girsa is shofar, like an actual shofar that we blow in Rosh Hashanah. Tekeah hashlishes brash hagag, he blows the last set of three at the top of the roof. Umanicha b'mkaimon, he has to leave it in its place. This is referring to the minig they had in times of the Mishnah that there were six shofar blasts sounded before Shabbos. The first three was to tell everyone who had stores and were out in the fields to come inside, and the last three were signifying that it's Shabbos, kind of similar to the siren that we have nowadays in cities like Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. So what we just learned now is that the last three had to be sounded. The guy would go to his rooftop, but then he had to leave his shofar there because the shofar is muktzah, so he can't carry it downstairs. Asking more of like klihu, isn't it a kli? You use the shofar to fill up water or to use as a baby bottle, so why is it not allowed to be moved? And Amar Yehuda answers, kain lataras kelim shanu, this is before the general hatar of kelim, but after the prohibition was lifted, the shofar was allowed to be carried downstairs. Another discussion, Rabbi Zeir says, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, kanim umaklois, kain lataras kelim shanu, the isra of kanim umaklois was before hataras kelim. Kanim has to do with the rods that were part of the shulchan. These were meant to separate the lechem uponim to allow airflow to prevent them from getting moldy, and maklois refers to the sticks that they used to hang the karm pesach from, to flay it, strip its skin off, and both these were usher to be used on Shabbos. However, Zair is clarifying that this was only before Hataras Kalim. Afterwards, they were permitted to be used. Another din, Levachim Shel Sfina, boards that are taken from a ship. Ain Metaltonas on Shabbos, no carrying them on Shabbos because they're mukta. However, if they're being used to cover Kalim or food, so I ran Kikisu call a Kalim, then they're just like a cover of a Kli, Metaltonas on Shabbos, and they are allowed to be carried on Shabbos. However, Amar Bimi Rebbe Law, and this means Avimi said in the name of Rebbe Law, Afal Gav de Tamer Kisu Kalim. Even though you want to say these boards from ships are considered like the cover of a keli, fushi alein tara kli. It has to have the name of a kli, which means he has to have made some sort of tikkun to it before Shabbos that it's called a kli in order for him to be able to use it. Now we move on to discuss very heavy kelim that have to be carried by more than one person. Kol shenitol b'shnayim, metaltonai son b'shnayim. However, arba v'chamisha aser. Any kli which has to be carried by two people because it's heavy, it could be carried by those two people and it's fine. But if it has to be carried by four or five people, it's so heavy, then it's aser. It's considered mukta. However, Amar Rav Zeir says mikiman dat arba b'shnayim mutter. Since you say that two people carry it are allowed to, afil barba v'chamisha mutter, even if it needs to be carried by four or five people, it's also mutter. And Madamar Rav Mana, from that which Rav Mana is going to tell us in a moment, that says he holds like Rav Zeira. Because what did he say? That Amar Rav Yosef said, havan talya t'inin safsla d'Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, the youth, the youngsters, used to carry the benches of Rav Yehuda bar Pazi, v'savya m'sayin lahain, and the older people would help them because they were so heavy. And so we see that four or five people had to carry these benches, but nonetheless, it was permitted. And similarly, Rav Lazar says, b'shem Rav Chanina, there's a story that Tiltal Karin Shal Beis Rabbi B'Shabbos, they carried the wagon of Rabbi's house on Shabbos, and the question is, Vlav Klihu, isn't it a Kli? What's the Chiddush that they were allowed to carry it? And the answer is, Shalai Tarmid, you shouldn't say, Hoyal V'Ein Tashmishan El Agav M'Kaimon, since the main use is just where it's located in its place, because it's so heavy, Ein Metal Tonis Shabbos, that you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos, the Chiddush is that you you are allowed to carry it. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda says b'shem Shmuel, kupas hagdolis, sugin hagdolin, large boxes and containers, metaltalon son b'shabbos, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Shaloi tamar, you shouldn't say holam tashmishim kaimon, since they can only be used in their place because they're so large that ain metaltalon son, you're not allowed to carry them. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that you are allowed to carry them. Another example of something heavy, Rav Abba says b'shem Shmuel, machbeish mitos metaltalon son b'shabbos is machbeish, which was like a very large press meant for straightening the boards of a bed. That's allowed to be carried on Shabbos. Obviously, it's tzarich makaymer gufay. If you need it for its place or for it itself or some sort of use, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. No problem. Again, even though it's heavy and it's a kli shemachti le'eser. A similar din, Rabba says b'shem Rav, koyved ha'elyon v'tachtoin, the upper and lower parts of a weaving apparatus, metalton son, it's allowed to be carried, chutz min ha'imdin, except for the standing parts. Now, Rabba, he clarifies, hadad ha'temar ba'imdin shesham. That's only regarding to the standing parts, the poles or the pillars of the weaving apparatus of over there in Bavel. That's because they were stuck into the ground, therefore they can't be taken out. Avol ba'imdin shekan, that's a proper girsa, the standing parts of the press over here in Eretz Yisrael, mutter, one is allowed to move them because they're not stuck into the ground, so he could carry them as well. Another din regarding some sort of weaving apparatus, Reb Ze'era says, b'shem Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav, kanim v'chavalim shel kurias, the poles and the ropes of the kurias, metalton on b'shabbos, they're also allowed to be carried on Shabbos. And Amad Reb Yehuda Amar, from that which Reb Yehuda tells us right now, we see that he holds like Reb Ze'era. Reb Yechanan Shal, Reb Yehuda ben Levi, Reb Yechanan asks Reb Yehuda ben Levi, malo tatal kli kurias b'shabbos, is one allowed to move this kurias on Shabbos and armoli metaltalin? He said he could move it. And so we see this just like Reb Ze'era. However, Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, loymer kain, Reb Yehuda ben Pazi does not have it the same way we just quoted it. El rather, Reb Yechanan Shal, Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, Reb Yechanan asks Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, malo tatal kli kurias b'shabbos and armoli in metaltalin, no carrying it. Armoli told him lama, why not? And armoli so he responded, b'nei she'in metaltalin, because this is something that even during the week is not carried. So if during the week is not carried, you can't carry it on Shabbos either. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continue to discuss different kelim and different mukzah things on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.